Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
So cessationism is simply the idea that the Spirit has ceased to give either all of his supernatural work or some segment of his supernatural work to the church today. And, you know, that doesn't invalidate someone's Christianity. If you hold to that, it's important that I say that up front. But I do think it really, really, really limits your imagination for what God is able to do in the world today. And here's why. The Spirit's work is almost always predicated in the life of a believer on invitation. So if you ask with sincerity for the Spirit to come and work, it won't always be predictable or perhaps exactly what you can expect, but he will answer that. He's there for that. If you invite him, he will respond. And so my chief problem with cessationism is that not only does it not have an imagination for the types of work the Spirit is able to do, because of that, it's not inviting him. It's not asking him to do those types of work. And all sorts of work is left undone in that kind of a life. Because without the Spirit's power, we can do absolutely nothing. We just can't. So I'm not saying that holding to such beliefs it invalidates your Christian walk. It doesn't. The Spirit's able to find all sorts of nooks and crannies to still get into a heart that might be mentally closed to certain aspects of his work. But I think it does limit him, and I think it does connect very directly with Paul's commands about the Spirit, where he says, don't grieve the Spirit, Christians, and don't quench the Spirit, Christians, implying that our choices and our actions can actually have an effect on the Spirit's power and work in our lives and communities.
Well, that was going to be my next question. What does it mean to grieve the Spirit? How do we do that? And how do we quench the Spirit?
Yeah, I don't think there's a single answer to either of those. I would say, think about it perhaps like a close friendship or like a spouse. How do you grieve a close friend or a spouse? Or how do you quench? How do you put out some of the fires of that kind of relationship? Well, anything that distances you, right? So it could certainly be sin. It could certainly be an event, but it could also be not doing certain things, not making certain invitations, not making certain investments. And the Spirit is a full person. He's here for a relationship. And so when we walk in a way that displeases him, or when we simply don't walk in a way that deepens that relationship with him, I think he's grieved, and I think some aspect of his work, of his fire, is put out or quenched.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.